Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I did.
This morning from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I want you to know that as I come to you and share with you on Monday mornings, I want you to know that my heart is excited, my soul is delighted, my spirit is ignited to be with you on this morning. What a joy and what a blessing it is to be with you. I know you have missed me for the last couple of weeks, and I have missed you as well. Want you to know that I have been doing some moving and also attempted to meet you on last Monday morning, but had a technical difficulty and was not able to meet with you on last Monday morning. So I believe we are moving and grooving and back on track and looking forward to meeting with you as we have been doing for over a year now. Hard for me to believe that a year has passed since I began the first of these online podcasts. And that was in April. It was April the 6th, and here we are at the 15-month mark. My goodness, how time flies. And I want to just thank you for listening, and thank you for hanging in there with me as we work through the various issues. Sometimes life happens, you know, and life has certainly been happening, and I just want to thank you for that. I want to begin. I had, of course, something else planned for this week. I had planned to, let me back up, the last couple of weeks ago, when I met with you a couple of weeks ago, I talked about one of the kings and how it is that he, you know, he got less than he could have had he been able to have a bigger picture and a bigger vision according to what the prophet Elijah was trying to tell him. And we talked about that, and I had planned to talk this week about Naaman and how it is that he almost missed his blessing. The king got his blessing, but he only got a smaller blessing that he could have. And with Naaman, the story is that he almost missed it completely. So that was what my plan was for today, and we'll talk about that next time we get together. But I do want just for a moment to do some reflection with you on all of the events that have happened in the last week. I know that you have been watching the news. You've kept up with everything. There have been so many things to happen. Let me just start with a prayer this morning so that our hearts and our minds and spirits will be united, and then just make a few comments. God, we come to you. First of all, let me do a moment of silence, because I do like to begin prayers with a moment of silence so that we can settle ourselves, settle our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. So if you hear silence, please know that it is intentional. Because we are preparing our hearts for a moment of prayer. So just for a few moments, moment of silence in God's presence. Oh God, you are the God of love. You are the God of peace. You are the God of joy. You are the God of hope. You are our creator. You are the one who redeemed us in Jesus Christ. And you are the Holy Spirit that lives within each and every one of us. And on this morning, we just want to come to you and to acknowledge you in that you said, if we acknowledge you, you will direct our path. And so on this morning, we come individually as well as collectively asking you to direct our path. So much has gone on in our nation. There has been so much hurt and so much sadness, so much grieving. And we are just in a place, Lord, where we just need to call out and to reach out to you, to cry out and to reach out to you and let you know of our pain. Certainly you are already aware of events. You're already aware of our thoughts and our feelings. You know us better than we know ourselves. You are closer to us than we are to ourselves. And so we just reach out to you, oh God, with open hearts, with open minds, open spirits, asking you to touch us and heal our woundedness and release the giftedness that is in us, both individually as well as collectively. We need you, Lord, and we seek you on this day, seeking your answers for us, seeking your presence again individually as well as collectively. Blessed be your name, O God, for there is none other, and we come to you. In the name of Jesus, we lift up this prayer, and together we say, Amen. I want to just share with you what some of my thoughts have been over the last few days. There has been so much going on. And yet, as a true believer, I know and understand that even in the midst of all of the hurt, even in the midst of all of the anguish, and we certainly seek God's healing and wholeness, God's peace and God's comfort for all of our woundedness. And in the midst of that, we seek a word of hope, even in the midst of it, because it is so devastating for us individually and collectively, all of the families who grieve, all of the persons who have been injured. So much has gone on this week. And of course, not only the events of Tuesday and Wednesday and Friday, I believe it was, but also just many other things that have happened as well. What strikes me about this, and I'm coming to you today on Monday, July the 11th, and it struck me as I was thinking about getting together today that it is a week since we celebrated July the 4th, and yet within just 1 week, so much has happened. And for me, that shows the contrast of who we are. In many ways, we might think of it as two sides of the same coin, in that on July 4th, we celebrated our nation and our freedom, gave thanks for the nation, and yet this week so much has happened that shows many of the places where we are hurting, many of the places that remain broken, unhealed, and so much has happened in this week. Two things came to mind as I thought about getting with you on this morning. First of all, I want to call your attention to a passage of scripture. And the scripture comes from 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." These, of course, are words that come to us from the Old Testament. They are words that, when they were written, were words that were applicable, of course, to the ancient nation of Israel. Certainly, when we look at the story of Israel, we can see how it is that God did indeed bring healing. There was a restoration and a rebuilding of the temple in the Old Testament times. In what I guess we might consider New Testament times, there was another devastation, and yet even in perhaps some of our own lifetimes, we saw Israel reborn as a nation in 1948. And so certainly we have stories of healing and wholeness and restoration. We have affirmation. We have witness, even on the national scene, that God is available and does make healing and wholeness and restoration happen in our lives. And that's true individually as well as collectively. So I am reminded that this is a time when certainly we need to seek God and we need to pray. Aware, of course, that there is much work on many levels in many ways that needs to be done to bring healing and wholeness to all of us individually and collectively as a nation. I want to share one of my favorite quotes with you. This particular quote comes from a book by the title of Inclusion, Making Room for Grace. The quote comes from the writer Eric H.P. Law, and I just want to read it to you. It is a fairly long, but I want you to just kind of settle yourself back and just listen to what Eric Law has to say to us. It reads this way: only when a community operates on the assumption that there is always an abundance of God's grace can it be secure enough to open its boundaries to include another. An inclusive community must believe that Christ's compassion is boundless and God's love is so abundant that God can love everyone on earth, not just those of us who think we are doing what is right in God's sight, not just those who think and act like us. God's grace is extended to those with whom we do not get along, to those who we think are our enemies, to those who we think are sinners. That is why Christ came, to show us that God's grace is boundless. Jesus, who lived in the security of God's abundant grace, gave himself for us so that we could have life abundantly. Out of our gratefulness for God's graciousness, we respond with our good work, sharing God's grace with more and more people. When we realize that God's grace is so rich and full and abundant, that there is enough for me and you and everyone, and that there will always be leftovers, we will have the courage to imitate Christ, to give ourselves for others, to act inclusively. And again, that quote comes from Inclusion, Making Room for Grace, by Eric H.P. Law. I think that quote says what so many of us are thinking and feeling at this difficult time, even as we lament, even as we grieve. We are conscious of God's grace and are reminded by Law's quote that there more than enough grace that is available for all of us. And I do mean all of us. And so I want to call our attention to remind us of the importance of recognizing that God's grace is not just for us. It's not just for, as the writer says, those who agree with us, those who think like we do. God's grace is so abundant that there is room, grace enough. And I'm going to have to put the music on just for a minute. If you'll hold on.
Okay, I did.
a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming. A move of God is on the way. A move of God.
Thank you for that. I had to get a drink of something to drink. Thank you so much. I was just saying that it's so important for us to have open hearts, open minds, open spirits, to understand that God's grace, that God's love is so big that there's enough for all of us and more left over. Reminds me of the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 and how it is that when he fed the 5,000, he told the disciples to pick up the pieces, pick up what's left over. And there was quite an abundance. There were 12 baskets in one story and 7 baskets of leftovers in the other story. There are 2 stories about Jesus feeding people, multitudes of people. And so I just want to this morning to be always mindful of God's grace. I am reminded of a writer, and I can't think of who the writer is right now, who writes about thinking in how it is that when we interact with one another, sometimes we are interacting inside the box, and sometimes we are interacting outside of the box. And that's an analogy or a metaphor for being self-focused, being focused on ourselves, as opposed to or in contrast to being focused on the other person that we're interacting with as well. And so it's important for us to be able to think, you might even think of it as looking outside, or in other words, Paul even wrote about it. He talked about how it's important to, let's see if I can paraphrase it, to consider others more important than ourselves. I'll have to look up that scripture and tell you exactly where it is. I believe it's in Romans, and I think it's in chapter 12, but I'll have to look it up to be sure. But it's so important for us, and I'm thinking individually as well as collectively as I say this, it's important for us to consider one another, to consider another's needs, to consider another's voices. Certainly this week we have been struck by how it is that voices have not been heard, have not been listened to, stories have not been heard. And we just need to hear all of the stories. We need to be aware that our story is not the only story, but that there are many stories. And when it comes to all of these tragedies, whether they're in our personal lives or whether they're in our collective life, you may have heard me say before, there are too many stories, and one story is too many. If we are committed, if we are determined to be people of faith, and we may have this ethic even when we may not necessarily have the same belief. And yet the ethic is so important in terms of being able to connect with one another, to consider one another, to think about other person's perspectives, to think about other person's needs, to be able to connect with others and be willing to be changed by the encounter. I'm reminded of the story of Jesus and the woman, the Syrophoenician woman, and how it is that even he was changed by his encounter with this woman. The story is that, the woman encountered him and begged him to heal her daughter. She was not of the Israelite community. She was not of the Jewish community. And, Jesus said to her, in effect, I came to minister to the Jewish community. I did not come to minister to you. She said, even the dogs get the scraps. In other words, she was saying, is there not a blessing for me? Is there not room enough for me to receive a blessing from you as well? And apparently Jesus was changed by that encounter, and he gave the woman what she wanted, the blessing of healing for her daughter. And so, we certainly can all be changed when we open our hearts and our minds and our spirits to honor the humanity of each and every person that we come in contact with. Jesus put it this way. He said, love God to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And, that is so important. That is, it's a short, what I call it, the 25 words or less version. And yet it says so much, and it has so many dimensions, and it is work. It is not just a sentiment, but it is a work. It calls for us often to learn some things, to unlearn some things, and to relearn some things as well. So I just want to encourage you on this day to be willing to have an open heart, open mind, open spirit, to be willing to hear someone else's story, to acknowledge your own, of course, but as well to be open to acknowledge others, the story of others. We're all on this planet together, and it's our task to make this thing work, call life work, and to have blessings really for everyone. Jesus did come so that we can have life and have it, as one translation puts it, more abundantly. So I wish blessings for you on this day, that God will heal your woundedness, that God will release the giftedness that lies beneath all of the woundedness. Know that there is hope even in the midst. Know that healing and wholeness is always a possibility. And so I pray that healing and wholeness for you individually and for us as a nation as well. As we close, I want you to know that God loves you more than you could ever imagine. I want you to know that God wants good things for you more than you want them for yourself. I want you to know that God loves you so much it will take God an entire eternity to give you all of God's love. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make God's face shine upon you. The Lord give you peace. The Lord be gracious unto you. Until the next time.
Okay, I did.
A breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. is gonna change your day. Signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you for just holding on. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming. A move of God is on the way. A move of God. Your midnight to turn a sunshine, yeah. It's gonna happen. You wait and see. All things are possible to them that believe. Just hold on. Change is coming. I feel it in the air. It's in the atmosphere. Just hold on. Change is coming. A move of God is on the way. 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 A move of God is on the way.
Get down.
A move of God is on the way.